Hey, the It's Time for Coffee podcast is powered by the Converge Podcast Network. Hey friends, it's time for coffee, and I'm your friend and host, Jeanette. I'm so glad that you're here today. I hope you know by just pressing play on that podcast app, you have a friend with you. My hope is that as you listen, you will know that you are heard, valued, loved, and not alone, no matter what stage of life you're in. I hope that you're subscribed so you never miss an episode, and it would mean the world to me if you left a rating or review. I'm so glad you're here, and I cannot wait to introduce you to this week's guest.
Hey, welcome back to It's Time for Coffee. Today is actually the podcast's third birthday. 3 years ago, I started this little podcast as a way for me to figure out who I was and what God had for me. And what I want to do in this episode is share what I have learned, how I've grown, and what we have created here in this space. So friend, grab your cup, fill it up with whatever you want, and let's dive in. I've actually been spending a lot of time looking back this week. I turned 35 at the end of the week, and I've just been like really thinking and processing through the first half of my 30s. The next 5 years, I'll be 40, and I really want to make this decade matter, not only for the dreams that I'm pursuing, but for my family and my faith here in this space. And so while I've been looking back on my 30s, I've also been looking back on the podcast, and it's been a really prominent part of this journey to 35 so far. I'd like to go back and let me just tell you a story. I really love listening to podcasts. It's one of my favorite ways to consume media or just consume content. I think the first podcast I was listening to was actually all about the Twilight movies. It was a Twilight podcast that I would blast on my computer. I don't know why I was doing it on my computer, except for the fact that I think it was probably because I didn't have an iPhone. And I think even if I had an iPhone, I don't think iPhones had apps yet. So I had to listen to it on my computer. I'd turn it up loud. I would listen as I swept the floors, as I cleaned the house, or as I played with the boys. I was enamored by the fact that I could listen to people talk about something I was interested in. I could learn, yes, about Twilight, but I could also be entertained. And I felt included. And even in the mundane task of like cleaning house, I wasn't alone. And you know, until sitting down to think about all of this, I never really thought about it. I just felt like I liked listening and feeling involved in a conversation where people were talking about something I liked. A few years later, podcasting really hit its stride and I started listening more and more. I've said on a couple other podcasts that I've been able to be a guest on or even here with you, I would listen to podcasts and I would think of follow-up questions, or I would think of questions I would want to ask the guest as I was listening. So just like listening and hearing these things and just the idea of chatting and conversations seemed like fun. So when Zoe started school and I all of a sudden had a few hours of extra free time, my hands felt idle. I didn't really know what to do with myself. So I started praying and dreaming. I had no clue what I could do, but I wanted to do something. So I started a blog, which the blog is actually in the works of coming back, and I'm really excited to start sharing some words with you guys on there. And I started learning how I could share more of my heart on Instagram. And then each step of faith, I prayed and I stepped. I started learning more about podcasting, what it looked like to start my own, how I could do it, and how I could use conversations with others to encourage someone who's just like me doing those mundane tasks. Something I desperately wanted to do was to be a voice that was friendly, someone you could relate to and you could consider a friend, and be a friend that reminds you that you are not alone no matter what season you're in. And now looking back, I'm so blown away because I finally feel like I'm hitting my stride. I've learned so many new things, and good and bad and ugly. I've had some amazing guests and have made some of the best friends because of this very show. I just want to take some time right now to share some of these lessons with you. They are definitely not solely podcast or podcaster related, but these are lessons I have learned in this journey. So number one, rejection happens. In the podcast world, sure, I have asked people to be a guest and have been shot down. been told no politely, or just straight up ignored. Rejection happens in life, and I think the more we acknowledge it, the more we can normalize it for others around us. Rejection can hurt so badly because it feels like they're rejecting you, the you are desperately trying to love and work on and be. And well, we're just connected to through and through. And if they're rejecting you, what does that mean about who you are and what you're doing? I mean, cue the spiral from your pal Jeanette and then the nap that this Enneagram 9 will need from all of that emotional turmoil. So rejection happens in life, in friendships, in work, in everything. I mean, I was rejected by my daughter this week. I cannot make my world a yes world. I need people around me who will lean in, love me, and tell me hard things. That doesn't mean they're rejecting me. Rejection and accountability look different, and how we handle these two things matter so much. And like I said, we can't curate our life so we never face rejection. Instead, I think we try more. Reach out again. Make the big asks. Lean into rejection, because really, when they say no or they quote unquote reject us, maybe they're protecting themselves, their time, their boundaries, the stuff we have no clue about. Do not, I repeat, do not let their no derail you. Man, we are stronger than that. Their no doesn't mean God was wrong about what he called you to do or what you are doing. Continue on, press on. It is not about us or you. Their no is for them. Remember that. And if you have to say no at some point in your life, remind yourself, this no is for you. It is not about them. Be gracious and kind with your no. But remember, no is not an attack on another person. That no is protecting you and is protecting others around you. And their no or rejection is not about you, but it's for them. Remember that. Lesson number two I've learned during this 3 years of podcasting: work when it's time to work, play when it's time to play, and rest when it's time to rest. There is a time for everything under the sun. And if we're not resting, we cannot work or play to the best of our ability. Let me tell you something that happened just this last week. Last Tuesday, a week from today while I'm recording, I had oral surgery. Leading up to the surgery, I wasn't even calling it that because I didn't think it was going to be a big deal. And the word surgery kind of like indicates big deal. So I just kept saying procedure. I thought it was going to be this easygoing procedure that I was going to go in and out for. I made sure to clear my schedule the next day and have a light week the following days because I knew I'd be sore. And, you know, talking is literally my job. But I knew that I could just like be fine. I'd be like back to work Thursday and Friday. Well, I cannot express to you how wrong I truly was. This was a full-blown oral surgery in which I was out of it and out of work for the rest of the week. I looked like a chipmunk storing food for the winter, and I was in some manageable pain. I wasn't expecting to take so much time away, but I had to. I had to sit. I had to heal. And it was fine because I spent the last year really leaning into this mantra, for lack of a better word: work when it's time to work, play when it's time to play, and rest when it's time to rest. I'm the boss of my body, and for the most part, I'm the boss of my schedule. I get to allot the time for this, and if I'm overworking, my body will tell me, and if I'm playing too much, the amount of emails in my inbox will remind me that I've got things to do. Resting is the hard part, though, right? Just being still. Making time to rest daily is the goal for me, and I'm so bad at it. Not to mention when it's forced, but we're working on it. Right? So my tip for you right now, today, this week, is this. Assess your time. How well are you working? How well are you playing? And how are you resting? Are you taking a day of Sabbath? Are you taking a day off social media? Are you taking naps in the middle of the day? How well are you resting? Work and play are pretty easy. Rest is a little bit harder to come by. Let's find time to rest.
You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network. And now, a message from a network supporter.
Hey, today's episode is sponsored by our friends at Faithful Counseling. So let's get real for a second. Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals? I know for many of us that can be anxiety, depression, fear, or even broken relationships. These are all things that can be holding us back. But this is where Faithful Counseling comes in. Faithful Counseling is a worldwide counseling service that is making professional counseling accessible, affordable, and convenient so anyone and everyone can face life's challenges and get help anytime, anywhere. Faithful Counseling offers four different ways that you can connect with a licensed counselor. You can sit down for video calls, phone calls, live chats, or instant messaging. Every counselor on Faithful Counseling is licensed by their respective state board and has over 3,000 hours of experience. If you think Faithful Counseling is for you, you can sign up today and be matched with your counselor in 24 hours or less. Faithful Counseling is helping us live our healthiest lives in the comfort and safety of our own homes. Be sure to check out Faithful Counseling at faithfulcounseling.com/JeanetteTapley. And now back to today's show.
My third lesson from these 3 years is this. It's okay to change. I've learned so much about myself this past 3 years, and I've changed so much. Yet I'm still wholeheartedly me. In this space, the questions I ask are different. The way I approach conversations have changed. And shoot, the artwork on the podcast has changed 3 times. Change is really hard. And man, let me tell you, the Jeanette talking to you right now is not the same Jeanette who was talking to you last year. Loss has shaped me in a whole new way, in a really wild way, to be totally honest with you. I feel softer and more compassionate towards my own heart, but I'm also a little tired of feeling. Just in general, a year with big feelings has kind of numbed me out, but at the same time, I'm so thankful for the way I have dealt and felt these feelings. Change, man, change is hard, but it's so necessary. Remember, Jesus says in Revelation, "Behold, I am making all things new." That newness equals change. It's growth. And newness comes with this new beauty, new opportunities, new us, all in Jesus' name. It makes me think of a butterfly, right? Ugh, it's so beautiful. But that time in the cocoon and the time busting out can't be easy. This last year was that. It was breaking out, doing a new thing, and it wasn't always easy. But there's newness and there's growth. Makes me excited for what's to come. So those are some of the lessons I've learned and I've walked through these last 3 years, among many others. And here are some of my favorite things that we have accomplished and walked through together. As I was sitting back and thinking of the last 3 years, I'm blown away by, one, God's goodness. Man, he's been so faithful in this journey. And number two, you, my friend, my listener, I'm so incredibly thankful for you. Week after week, you pick up headphones, you share about the podcast, you've left amazing ratings and reviews, and we become friends here. And that is important to me. So let's kind of recap what the last 3 years have brought us. The launch of a podcast course. Because I was being asked questions about podcasting so much, almost 2 years ago now, I launched a podcast course all about starting a podcast. From the basics of who you're talking to, interview tactics, workflow, and editing, it's all there in one spot. So shameless plug, if you or someone you know wants to start a podcast, I've got you. It's Time for Your Podcast lives on my website, JeanetteTapley.com. And if you want to start a podcast, I'm your girl. I can help you with that. I also wrote a book. Looking back again at these 3 years, I can't believe what we've done. What a dream come true that baby is. It's Time for Jesus is just under a year old, and it makes me so happy to know that this devotional is helping friends believe that they are who God made them to be, that he made you to be just as he wants you. And we are called to remember who we belong to, that our past does not define us, and that we are able to do incredibly hard things because our God is right there by our side. He is our friend. He loves us. I've said so many times that this book has cost me a lot. It was a battle that was hard fought, and it was a lesson for me. It was me leaning into what I was learning, what I was teaching, and the words I wrote. Did I believe I was who God created me to be? Did I have a voice that really mattered? Did I believe I was small? Or could I stand up, brush myself off, and remember who I was and know that even today, I'm not who I once was, but that doesn't define me. And could I walk in the freedom of my calling? Oof, talk about keyboard counseling. I cried a lot writing that book. It's Time for Jesus is my baby, and man, I love it so much. If you haven't purchased or read it yet, it's available on Amazon. It's a 30-day devotional, which just means it's a 30-day, couple pages a day, that will walk you through a Bible verse, a story, and then a journaling prompt or a challenge. And I believe that it's really good. I think it will meet you right where you're at. And it's just like you and I are sitting down having coffee every day, talking about really hard stuff that we don't like to talk about. You should check it out. And that really does bring the timeline for It's Time for Coffee up to now. This past year, I've really been honing in on my mission statement here, my why for showing up, why I'm doing this work, and why I think it matters. That's a lot of I stuff in that, really, but really this is me looking inward so I can focus outward. My why is you. My friend, I show up weekly so that you remember that you are heard, valued, and not alone. But not only because I'm here hanging out with you, but because of Jesus. Right now, you are heard. You are heard by a great, big, loving God. Do you believe that? Do you trust that? Seek him out. Call on him. I love writing my prayers out, partly because I get distracted easily, and also because I can go back and see how he's heard my prayers, how he's answered them. And sometimes his answers are no, or wait, or let go. But he loves us, and he wants us to converse with him. How can we have a friend that we don't chat with? He hears you. There's a Bible verse, Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 12 through 13, say, "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." Friend, you are heard by a great big God. You are so valued by him as well. He cares so deeply for you. During a really rough season, I wrote on my mirror, "God delights in you." I had it there because I needed the reminder that he loved me and that he cared for me. But more than that, that he valued me. Friend, you are so valued by our maker. You are his masterpiece, his workmanship. He made you for good things. There's a verse I love about canaries, knowing the number of the hairs on your head, and he cares so much for you that he knows how many hairs you have. I think it's crazy because I have such thick, crazy hair that that fact alone astounds me. It makes me feel so loved. Friend, he knows the weight you carry. He knows the season that you are in or what's coming. He cares for you. Would you let him care? You are worth more than a million canaries. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared for you beforehand, that we should walk out." And then the verse about the canaries is Matthew chapter 10, verses 29 through 31. And it says, "What is the price of a pet canary? Some loose change, right? And God cares what happens to it even more than you do. He pays a greater attention to you, down to the last detail, even numbering the hairs on your head. So don't be intimidated by all this bully talk, for your worth is more than a million canaries." I just love that so much. And friend, you are never alone. Man, it has always been my hope that in this space you will find solidarity, that you will never feel alone, that there is room at the table for you. And no matter what you are facing, you know that your friend Jeanette is here. But more than that, my friend, I hope that you will know that your God is always here, always here. Where can we go from his presence? Where can we hide? There's nowhere we can go that he can't find us. There's nowhere we can run or hide. And he wants us to know that we are loved and sought after. He will hold you close. You are his, and he delights in you. Don't run. Just enjoy the closeness of your God. There's a verse in Psalm chapter 27, verse 10 that says, "Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close." Friend, even if people run away from you, even if you're rejected, even if you don't understand why you lost that friend, the Lord will hold you close. And there's my very favorite verses. This is a little bit long, so bear with me for a second, but it's Psalm chapter 139, verses 7 through 12 says, "Is there any place I can go to avoid your spirit, to be out of your sight? If I climb to the sky, you are there. If I go underground, you are there. If I flew on the morning's wings to the far western horizon, you'd find me in a minute. You are already waiting." Then I said to myself, "Oh, he even sees me in the dark. At night, I'm immersed in the light. It is a fact the darkness is not darkness to you. Night and day, darkness or light, they are all the same to you." I love those verses so much because it just reminds us that we are not alone. We can try. We can try to outrun him, but it says you're already there waiting. I hope you know that you matter to me. This space matters to me. This time together matters to me. We are 3 years in, friend, and I don't see an end in sight. When God tells me to stop, we'll stop. But for now, we'll just keep meeting every week for coffee. I hope you know how much you matter. How much you matter to me. And every time you share the show with your friends or give me a sweet note on Instagram or let me know that the show spoke to you or that a book a guest wrote or that I shared met you right where you're at, all of these things matter. You matter. And this show matters. This is my mission field. This is my heart. Gosh, happy third birthday. It's time for coffee. I can't believe we've come so far. We've come so dang far. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today and for celebrating. Thanks for listening and hearing my heart and hearing these lessons that I've learned. I hope you know how special this is to me. If you haven't yet, please, 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 please go leave a rating and review on Apple Podcast. Share this episode with a friend. Celebrate with us on social media this week. Happy third birthday. Okay, I'll see you next week when it's time for coffee.
Thanks so much for joining me for coffee today. I hope that we're already friends on social media, but if we aren't, come find me on Instagram at Jeanette Tapley or on Facebook at The Jeanette Tapley. If you have any questions about the show or what's coming up, be sure to check out itstimeforcoffeepod.com. I hope you have a great week and I can't wait to see you back here next week when it'll be time for coffee. Bye, friend.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.